Chetty, we made it to 2021. Chetty, papa, you're right. Chetty Chetty Bobcast, episode 38, the first of 2021. Dadgummit, we made it. If you're hearing this, by the good graces of the man upstairs, said our prayers, took our vitamins, you know what I'm saying? Hulkamania style. We made it to MF in 2021. Give yourselves a pat on the back and a slap kick in the face. It was a rough year. Let's just put it behind us and hope that 2021 isn't even, in the same ballpark as 2020, okay? I'm not even going to begin to rant about all the shoo-shoo from 2020. Some of it's trickling over to 2021. We're getting better, though. We feel great. I still got the cough, but it's just part of it. Every year I got the bronchitis cough, but it's getting better. The situation being what it was, we had a good holiday. You know, it was abbreviated due to COVID. But, when in Rome, you shit your motherfucking pants. That's what you do. You shit all in them bitches. Throw them in the trash can, wipe your butt, and get out of the fucking gas station bathroom. That's what you do. Let's talk about how good Reese's Thins are, okay? We're going to crack open a bag. Now, I use the dark chocolate. I'm not usually a dark chocolate fella, but something about these Reese's Thins makes you want slap, kick every one of your closest relatives and people you don't even care about. You want to hit them with one of them twisted tea cans. You know what I'm saying? Dump that off in your mouth one time. Reese's Thins, look, Walmart, you know what you're doing. You put them in the impulse buy section because of people like me that just fucking, it's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We going to buy it. And, oh my God. It's so good. If you haven't tried Reese's Thins, it's the perfect distribution of chocolate and peanut butter. Good thing I'm sitting down while I'm recording this, because I was just weak in the knees. Fat people, stand up, okay? Look, don't stand up too fast, you'll get lightheaded. Hey, 2021 is going to be a better year than 2020, dadgummit. 2 days ago, I woke up to a $600 stimulus in my account. Everybody's complaining that it wasn't $2,000. I don't know who in their right mind thought that the government was going to give us $2,000 when it took them 8 months to give us an extra $600. But you know what? I'm lucky enough to have a job that pays me. I work from home. And that $600 went to my account, and I'm very thankful for it. I'm sure we're going to pay $3,600 back. And then gas is going to be $11 a gallon, but I don't drive nowhere no more. So, you know, you just got to look at the positivity. Okay? So, yeah. If you haven't got your stimulus yet, hope you get it soon. And hopefully you spend it on something frivolous. You know what I'm saying? Because YOLO, dadgummit. So, before we get into the weekly football shit, I have switched over from July 1st until December 22nd, 23rd, 24th, whenever it was. December 26th, sorry. So for 5 months, 5.5 months, I did remote support for Best Buy, sales chat support. Just web chat only. Now Best Buy's moved into another deal where they're only doing voice. So I have to be on the phone all day long. And at first I was like, don't know how much I'm going to like talking on the phone all day. But I actually really do enjoy it. I get to do a lot more sales and interacting with people instead of just chatting and deflecting and stuff. So I really do enjoy it a lot more than I was a lot more than I was expecting to. But yeah, it's been fun. Had a few older people from the Northeast that have kept me on the phone for over an hour ranting about Donald Trump when they're supposed to be talking about dishwashers and, you know, TVs, and but they just can't get Donald Trump's name out their mouth. They just hate his guts, man. Those people hate him. There was a guy, my first customer I was on the phone with. He sounded just like Dr. Fauci. And he talked about how Trump is the devil and that Joe Biden is such a man of the people and he rides the subway with people. And then he started talking about QAnon and Democrats eating babies. I'm not even kidding. He went into all this over my very first customer I had on the phone. Baptism by fire is what I like to call it. But you know what? Hey, we sold him that TV and we got him off the fucking phone. An hour later, I get paid by the hour though. You know what I'm saying? So by all means, sir, if you want to rant, hey, Lord knows I've ranted enough for all of us. So go ahead and rant, sir. I'm getting paid by the hour while you sit here and rant to me. And it's amazing to me how many people will call to ask questions about something that they already know the answers to. They'll call and say, yes, sir, I was trying to purchase this TV on your website. It's a 55-inch Samsung, and it says it's sold out. Now, what can I do about that? I was like, nothing. It's sold out. We can't order it. Well, that's what the site said, so I was just caught. Well, what did you think I was going to do? You think I had a fucking cheat code like Game Genie I could fucking digitally send you and you could just create inventory? The fuck did you think I was going to do? I'm just a fat person from Tennessee that just damn. Anyway, it's been an eventful week for Nashville. Everybody knows that Christmas morning, the old Nashville bombing situation where they had the RV wasn't near as nice as Cousin Eddie's RV, by the way. Had the RV that exploded, and what seemed to be such a random attack turned out to be it took out the AT&T towers, so people were without cell phone service and internet service, and hospitals were without, their phones weren't working, places were shut down for a few days, and then now there's all these conspiracy theories. It was something to do with voting fraud, and it, who knows? They've said they found the guy that did it, the patsy that they've taken down, who knows? But it's been an interesting situation. And one thing about talking on the phone for a living and having this voice is you constantly get told and asked where you're from. Your accent's awesome. Where are you from? And then, of course, you tell them Nashville area. I'm about 40 minutes from Nashville, but it's just easier to say that. The next thing they talk about is the bombing. And it's just like, I understand, man. It sucks. I'm just glad and that nobody, you know, I mean, not too, I know there was a few people that were hurt. They did find some remains, I think, but they're trying to say it was the guy that did it. Who knows about all that? I'm just glad there wasn't hardly anybody in the area. And whoever did it didn't want to hurt anybody. They had a warning on a megaphone, Jimmy Hart style, that was saying, evacuate, evacuate, evacuate. So, such a weird turn of events, man. You know what I mean? But it's just par for the course in 2020, man. Christmas evening, I recorded my all 2020 films ranked video. It was an hour and 24 minutes long. How many did I say? 90. I saw 90 films in 2020. So if y'all are subscribed to my U channel, if you're subscribed to my YouTube channel, Chatty Bobby 1130, I've got the video up on there. It's the first video you see when you click on the channel. Check it out, man. I really put a lot of work into it, and I enjoyed how it turned out. And it's really fun doing those lists every year. This year was tricky. because of COVID. And the theaters were closed down. I don't know if theaters are going to open back up. But, you know, we've talked about in previous episodes about the HBO Max deal, where they're releasing a lot of stuff on the HBO Max. I watched Wonder Woman 84. I really liked it. It was in my top 10, actually. And I'm not the biggest fan of superhero films. But I thought it was done really well. Gal Gadot is a gigaty. But she did really well in it. And the performances were cool. It was really good in it. I thought the score was really nice. The last 30 minutes was really epic. And so I enjoyed it, man. And I think that that's going to be the new wave for Hollywood. Because there's just not... I think with Roan being what it is, now they're saying they found a variant of somebody in California or Colorado that's got a COVID variant that's more contagious. So it's never going to end. COVID's never going to end. So in the meantime, in between time, I don't think theaters are going to open back up. I just don't. And that sucks so bad. But I just... We are in very lenient-ass Tennessee, where you can still go in, as I'm recording this on the 30th, but it's being uploaded on New Year's Day. But as of right now, you can still go in and eat dinner somewhere, you know, and things like that. So we're more open than a lot of places. And even our theaters aren't open. You know what I'm saying? There's some, like, lower-end theaters that are open, but Regal, where I go, none of them are open. They've suspended my charges, you know, on my monthly unlimited pass. Who knows what's going to happen, man? Nobody knows. The trouble I see, nobody knows but Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So, what's that? Week 16 in the NFL. Man, let's go over these scores. The Saints and the Vikings played on Christmas Day, and man, was it a defensive battle. Saints win it 52-33. Not a fucking hot lickety split of defense was played in that game. Saints get the win. Buccaneers beat the Lions in a close one on Saturday the 26th, 47-7. The Lions are just shit in the bed. Shout out to my boy Jeff V. But... yeah, sorry about the Lions, man. 49ers hold on and win over the Cardinals 20-12 on Saturday the 26th. Also, you had the Dolphins winning by a point over the Raiders 26-25 on Saturday the 26th. Rest of the games we'll talk about until towards the end are going to be Sunday games. You had the Ravens beating the Giants 27-13. Chiefs beating the Falcons 17-14. Chance, your team is 4-11, brother. I don't even know what to say. Jets beat the Browns 23-16, getting their first win of the season. They beat the Cleveland Browns. So how's that feel, Baker Mayfield? Bears beat the Jags 41-17. I don't think the Jags have won a game this season. If they have, it's only in one, I believe. Bengals beat the Texans 37-31, which was big for us. And then the Steelers came back from a 24-7 deficit. Big Ben and company beat the Colts, which is what we needed to happen, 28-24, okay? Washington football team loses 20-13 to the Panthers. Teddy Bridgewater doing some things. L.A. Chargers hold on and beat the Broncos 19-16. Cowboys beat the Eagles 37-17, and I believe, even with a shitty record, they are atop the NFC East, which is a shit show of a division. Seahawks beat the Rams 20-9. Sunday night, my Titans got their asses whipped in snowy Green Bay 40-14. Man, we couldn't stop Aaron Rodgers, and that's the problem that I'm going to rant about here in a little bit. And then the Bills destroy the Patriots 38-9. Okay, so there's your scores. We're going to look at the standings real quick. AFC East looks like the Bills are going to win that division. They're 12-3. Even with a loss and a Dolphins win, who are 10-5, Bills are still going to win the AFC East, which is crazy. What about the Bills and Dolphins are in the top AFC East? When have you heard that in a while? Patriots 6-9. No Tom Brady, no playoffs, man. AFC West, you only got one squad. It's a runaway. Chiefs are 14-1. Second best squad is the Raiders, who are 7-8. Chargers are 6-9, which is weird. Broncos 5-10. AFC North, Steelers are going to lock that one up, same as in the other AFC division. 12-3 after getting the win over the Colts. Ravens are 10-5. So are the Browns. The Browns losing to the Jets may have lost their playoff hopes altogether. How does that feel? Bengals are 4-10-1. So the Steelers are clearly going to get that AFC North division. Chiefs. So the Chiefs, Bills, and Steelers are going to win those divisions respectfully. And then we're in the pickle. We are 10-5. The Colts are 10-5. Okay. Us losing to the Packers, which I assume we were going to do because the Packers' offense is just too good. Colts losing helped us. Okay. We have a better division record than the Colts. We play the Texans, who are 4-11 this week. So we have to win. We win, we win the division. We lose and the Colts win, we're going to have to struggle to get a playoff, a wild card, because we're going to be 10-6. But you're also going to have the Ravens or the Browns in the same boat. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be tricky. Shout out to Run DMC. NFC East, let me tell you something right now. The Cowboys and the Washington football team are both 6-9 and are tied for first. That's how shit the NFC East is. It's crazy, man. Crazy shit. The Giants are 5-10. The Eagles are 4-10-1. I can't believe that, man. Ricky, bro, what's up with your Eagles? NFC West, Seahawks are going to win that one. They're 11-4. Rams are 9-6, but they're not going to be able to catch the Seahawks. They're going to win the NFC West with one game remaining. NFC North is a runaway. Packers are 12-3. Bears are 8-7, but Packers are going to win the NFC North. And this is a close one, too. The NFC South, the Saints are 11-4. Buccaneers are 10-5. So I'm not sure their division records. It doesn't show that. But a loss with the Saints and a win with the Bucs will tie that division up. I'm not sure who has the tiebreaker. Panthers are 5-10, and chances Falcons are 4-11. They have the worst record in the NFC. Damn it, Chance. So, yeah, man. Going into the final week, let me look at the stats. I mean, let me see these leaders. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Pretty sure Mahomes is still locking things up, man. Mahomes, yeah, leading the NFL in yards. 38 touchdown passes. Rodgers has 44, man. 44-5. It's pretty crazy, man. My boy Tannehill, 36-03, 32 touches, 7 picks. So Mahomes is clearly gonna be winning that. That there. And switching over to rushing. I think my boy's still in the lead. It's close, but I think he's still in the lead there. Yes, so he's gonna win the rushing title this year. Derrick Henry, 1,777 yards, 15 touchdowns. He had 98 yards against the Packers. So he's not going to hit 2,000. He'd have to have 223 yards rushing against the Texans. I don't see that happening, but you never know. But he'd have to pretty much not play. And Dalvin Cook is second place, 1,557 and 16 touches. So my boy Derrick Henry is going to win the rushing title and have his best season yet. So, receiving, let's check the receiving yard. Receptions, you got Stephon Diggs, 120 catches. DeAndre Hopkins with 111. Yards, you got, the leader, Stephon Diggs, 1,459, 8 touches. DeAndre Hopkins with 1,372, 6 touches. But look at Devontae Adams, man. 1,328 yards receiving. 17 touchdowns receptions. That's crazy. He had 3 against us this past week. So salute to those guys, man. Who's leading the league in picks here? Let's see. It's a random stat. Xavier Howard for the Dolphins with 9 interceptions, bro. That's crazy. So, yeah, man, that was your NFL situations. This week, you got the 4-11 Falcons against 10-5 Bucks. So Bucks win. As I said, they'll keep their chances at winning the division alive. Then you got the Giants and Cowboys, 6-9 and 5-10. But they're trying to hold on to a playoff spot. The Jets have won two, man. They're 2-13. They play the Patriots. Vikings and Lions play. Then you got a big showdown. You got Pittsburgh and Cleveland. Pittsburgh 12-3, Cleveland 10-5. Pittsburgh's still going to win the division. But a Cleveland win, we need Cleveland to lose. We need Pittsburgh to do one more thing for us this week and beat Cleveland. We don't need them, And then the Ravens at 10-5, who we also need to lose, are playing the 4-10-1 Cincinnati Bengals. So I doubt that's going to happen. You have a huge showdown between Buffalo at 12-3, Miami at 10-5, another team we need Miami to lose to drop to 10-6. Seattle and San Francisco is playing. Arizona and Rams. You got the 1-14 Jags against the 10-5 Colts. Look here, Jacksonville. I need y'all to get one more win. Beat the Colts for us, and we play the 4-11 Houston Texans. You got the Raiders and Broncos. You got the 14-1 Chiefs against the Chargers. Green Bay at 12-3 is going to be playing the Chicago Bears. You got the 11-4 Saints playing against 5-10 Carolina Panthers, and then you got the 6-9 Washington football team against 4-10-1 Eagles. So that's it, man. That's it. That is it. Nice little NFL update, man. Yeah, so we're having a good time, man. We're trying to enjoy life. 2021 needs to be more positive. The world is in a complete shit show, man. It just is what it is. What the hell are you going to do about it? You know what I mean? Why don't you cry about it, saddlebags? This world being so damn crazy, who knows what 2021 is going to have in store? Nobody knows. You know what I'm saying? All we can do is just hope that it doesn't kill us. You know what I mean? But I like to think that 2020 being over with, there's got to be some kind of significant positive outcome of that. You would think. We don't know for sure. But, I mean, you got to look at it like that. At least I am. I know I've got big plans for 2021, man. I'm trying to get the new album done. Trying to continue to upload podcast episodes for y'all every single Friday morning at 8 a.m. We're trying to make that a weekly thing where we're on a good little streak. Let's see if we can keep it up. Y'all know how I do. I get off track sometimes, but hopefully we can keep the train moving like it's been moving. And that's basically it, man. That's basically what we're looking at, you know. I hadn't written any new music in several months, and I've got plenty of beats. I just got to start writing to them. And I'm trying to get the stink of 2020 off of your boy, you know what I mean, and hope that that'll help me getting that stankonia of 2020 off of ye. Cause it definitely gonna make you. It's gonna be hard to stay positive with the kind of year that it's been for people, man. My heart goes out to anybody that's been going through it, man. You know, I love the shit out of you, and I hope that things get better for you if you're going through it. I love the shit out of y'all, man. You know. What's going on? Oh, there we go. Sorry. It started to look like it froze on you, boy. We're rounding third on this episode 38. Hashtag phone a friend. Hashtag phone a friend. That's what we're going to call this one. Because that's what I feel like I'm doing. I feel like I'm the lifeline to people now that I'm doing this phone support. I'm like people's lifeline. They call out. Most of the time they're calling to either buy shit or just rant about stuff, you know. And I feel like I've given my rants to the world that I guess it's time I listen a time or two or act like I'm listening, you know what I mean? Because some of the stuff people say, man, I mean, and some of the things, it's so hard to take people serious when they get so upset over the small things. I get if you've got a washer dryer that you had delivered and you ain't got no washer and dryer that works and then they deliver it and it's damaged and you're pissed off and then it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks before they can bring another one out. That's worth being mad about. But when you're trying to order a KitchenAid mixer in red, and it's sold out, and you're mad because it's not. You don't have the color that you want. You go fuck yourself. Okay? It's not, that ain't serious. Who gives a good fucking, who gives a fisherman's fuck? That's what I'm going to start saying. Who gives a fisherman's fuck what color your damn KitchenAid mixer is? Whether it's a red, a silver, a black, a fucking hot pink. As long as it mixes the shit, that's all that should matter. If the only color we got's red, you'd rather not have one than get a red one. Sad. People like that, I kindly just want a fucking twisted tea all over their face. I just want to slap them across the face with a tall boy, world star hip hop style, and just tap dance on their fucking belly button. I just want to fucking just give them all I got, you know? But you can't do that. You got to just say, well, I'm sorry that we don't have the color that you want and sorry that you don't want to order that. Is there something else I can suggest? And then they yell at you and you say, well, all right, well, thanks for shopping at Best Buy. I mean, and then it's on to the next one. Hashtag phone a friend, dude. 2021, we're here, day one. We'll see how we are at the end of this thing. If we gave years grades like school, 2020 would definitely be a D minus. I don't want to say it's an F because I survived it, but it's definitely been a D minus. There's been positives in my 2020. I'm not going to sit here and say there's not. There has been. But as far as just the way the world has been in 2020, I'd say D minus. Myself, I'd say it's been a B minus for like my 2020. Because I've had some very positive things happen and I've been very fortunate and I've still got a job and, you know what I'm saying, things like that. But it was a rough year. So hopefully this year is going to be a lot more positive. Probably not. It's probably going to be more where 2020 came from. But we're going to get through it because we're daggum human beings, and that's what human beings do. We overcome and we prosperity? That's not a word. Prosper. There we go. Say the words the right way, Chad. Do you not know how to say the words? I don't. I'm sorry. But you knew that when you clicked this. You knew that you weren't getting some like Harvard scholar that was going to talk to you for 30 minutes. You knew it was going to be a guy that sounds like Jeff Foxworthy's kinfolk. I mean, that's just what you knew when you clicked on the video. So I fucking love the dog shit out of every one of y'all. Hope everybody has the best New Year's Day. If you're listening to this, whenever you're listening to it, I hope that it's just the best day ever, best night ever. And, hopefully that, you know, if you had a bad 2020, but you're still here, you got a shot to make 2021 better. Roll with the punches and just try to get through it, man. That's all we can do. It's either that or we quit trying. So if you're not down to quit trying, then fucking try harder, dadgummit. I love the shit out of you, man. My name's Chad Arms, a.k.a. Chatty Bobby 1130. Thank y'all once again for tuning in and supporting your boy. We will see y'all next week. Hashtag phone a friend, baby.